Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Rita.
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Rita. This is Dan from University. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm just calling around to some of our old alums to see how you're doing lately. So how's it going?
Good. I'm a little busy. What can I do for you?
Well, I just don't know if you've been receiving my emails, but we're currently doing some fundraising right now to update some of the campus buildings, and we could sure use your help.
Yeah, I did get those emails, but I'm not interested.
Okay, well, maybe I could take you out to lunch or something, and we could talk about it?
Right now, I just don't have any extra money to be helping out with this kind of thing, so I'm really sorry.
Okay, well, if you change your mind, you have my email and phone number, okay, Rita?
All right, thank you.
All right, go Cougars!
Okay, bye.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, Rita, it's Dan from the university again.
Hi, Dan. How can I help you?
How are you?
I'm fine. I just told you that a minute ago.
Okay, good. Well, hey, I forgot to tell you about all the different ways you can give back to the university. For example, we don't just take checks anymore. We take almost anything.
Okay, you know, like I told you, I really don't have the money right now to be helping out. I'm sorry.
Let me give you an example. Do you have a pet?
Yes, I have a cat. Why?
Oh, that's great news, because some of the students have a pet rental service that they run on campus. You could donate your unwanted pet, and we could rent it out to help the university meet its financial goals.
You do a pet rental service?
Yes, and we could take your unwanted cat off your hands and rent it out for money.
My cat is not unwanted. I'm not going to give my cat to you. Not for you guys to raise money. That's ridiculous.
Well, if that doesn't work, we could take your fluids.
Excuse me?
Your fluids. Do you have any fluids? What?
Are you talking bodily fluids?
Yes, I am. The science lab is studying fluids of the human body this upcoming quarter, and I'm sure a fluid donation from yourself would be helpful. That way,
what?
They wouldn't have to buy fluids from somebody else. If you could
I'm not doing that.
Do you have any fluids lying around that you could give us?
What? No, I don't have bodily fluids lying around. What are you guys doing? I'm not going to... You're giving bodily fluids to make money for the college? No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, well, for the record, no checks, no pets, no fluids. Got that. I have a long list of other interesting and fun ways to donate, though.
Look, you idiot. I said I'm not interested in giving you anything.
Well, what about your dead body?
What?
Hmm?
Excuse me?
Your dead body. Would you like to donate that?
I don't even know what you mean. I'm not even dead.
Well, you're going to be dead eventually, and we could sure use
what?
We could sure use your body.
What are you talking about?
Well, I know Professor Hendricks at the university would love another fresh cadaver to carve up for his medical students. So we could use that, and then they wouldn't have to buy a dead body.
This is ridiculous.
Got it. I'll put you down for a dead body donation.
No, I'm not giving you my body for science. I'm not doing that.
Thanks you.
No, don't thank me. I'm not doing this. It's ridiculous. I'm not giving you money. I'm not giving you my dead body. Do you feel bad about calling me and asking me for my body, my bodily fluids? What's your problem?
Not really. I don't feel bad because this is a prank phone call.
What?
It's a joke. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your friend Denise set you up.
Are you serious? No.
Yeah. Your friend Denise said you were complaining about getting emails from your college pestering you for money.
Oh, God.
Hey, but seriously, though, you got any fluids lying around? Because I could use them here at the station, too.
You're disgusting.